The Senate Judiciary Committee has passed legislation that would allow universities to enroll illegal immigrants at in-state tuition rates. The students also would become eligible for permanent legal residency. A leading proponent of the legislation is Doralene Kunkel, who teaches high school English to bilingual students in Tempe, Arizona. She took up the cause after talking with Latino students in her classroom who said they lacked incentives to graduate from high school.
And I said, "Do you understand why I'm even talking to you? Do you know that it's because I care about your future?" And one of them said, "No, you don't. Nobody cares what happens to us. Even if we graduate from high school, we can't go on to college. We can't even get a driver's license. We don't have social security numbers." That was when I realized that for about 70% of the students that I taught, when they graduated from high school, they were facing a brick wall.
So this legislation would do what for them?
This would give them an opportunity to earn the right to legal residency. The first requirement would be that they would have to graduate from high school. Then they would get an interim status that would allow them to work and would allow them to get government loans to continue their education. And if they, within the next 6 years, completed 2 years of college or 2 years of military service, they would then be able to apply for legal residency.
How is it not a reward to families that have broken the law?
It's not a reward to families. It's an opportunity for children to fulfill their potential and contribute to our society. They are here, and their parents are here, and their parents are contributing to our society as well because they are doing work that oftentimes other Americans wouldn't choose to do.
But haven't they broken the law?
The parents?
Yes.
Have broken the law, yes. But if you exaggerate the example, if someone robbed a bank carrying a 2-year-old child on their hip, would we then take the child and punish the child?
What about the notion of limited slots in colleges then being denied to those who come from families that haven't broken the law?
If there is a shortage of slots in our university and college system, then we need to increase the capacity of our university and college system. We need to have educated people in this country, and we should be able to provide an education for anyone who has the potential and the ambition to reach for it.
Doralene Kunkel is a high school teacher in Tempe, Arizona.